Madabra boys say lessons for the late Parshas Bullock. Bullock. A very interesting, I hope, idea that you'll take with you for the rest of your lives. The Parsha is really so unbelievable because way before Shrek came out, we find out about a talking donkey, right? And it's pretty amazing because, as we know, Bilam, who is sent by Balak, basically says, I don't think this is going to go well. He knows about the Jews and is pretty much guaranteed that three times his donkey, the talking donkey in a moment, hurts his way and goes to the side. It's very, very interesting. I saw an idea, the Ger Rebbe says, three times a number of the Mefarshim says, Kenega the Avos, Shlosh Regalim, maybe the same idea based on Kabbalah, the Shlosh Regalim, the three holidays we have, but also the Shlosh Avos. And Avram was the first one. It was a less narrow path. That's because Avram had the terrible Yishmael. And then it was Yitzchak. It was a smaller path, not as bad, but Yitzchak also had Esav. And then it was Yaakov, the narrowest path where Yimamish couldn't get through. That was because the Shiftei Kol, all the Shevatim were pure. He couldn't beat that. But in the third time, what does it say? The Pasuk says, Vayichar af Elokim. Elokim, of course, the Lashon Din. Ki holechu v'yitzav malach. Not Elokim, malach Hashem. In front of him, he sees this malach with a sword. Bederech liston lo v'hu v'harechev. And his donkey. So Hashem's wrath flares up because he was going, because of where he was going. And the angel of Hashem, again, Lashon of Hashem and not Elohim, stood on the road to impede him. And he was riding this donkey. So says Rashi on the spot something very, very interesting. He says, what does it mean? So he says, Malach shel rachamim haya. V'haya rotze limanea. He wanted to stop him from doing a chait. Wanted to stop him doing a chait. And therefore, it doesn't say Elohim, Malach Elohim. It says Malach Hashem. To indicate Hashem's compassion. It implies that Hashem was being merciful to Bilam. And was sending him an angel to save him from the sin. And reminding him, you're going to be destroyed. Don't do this. So says Rapam, the great Rapam, Rosh Hashiva Torah Vadas. So Rapam says, this is an everyday lesson for us. Sometimes Hashem sends the Malach Hashem, not Malach Elohim. Sometimes we think it's the Malach Elohim, and we say, why are you impeding me from doing what I want to do? And he says, no, that's not the way things are, not what it seems. This is exactly the way Hashem has made it, because he wants you to get a message. And sometimes it takes three times, and sometimes it takes a narrow, narrow path. Imagine a person literally seeing a talking donkey and not, that didn't bother him. The donkey's talking, he's like, all right. Sometimes we get so crazed with the path that we take, as it has to be MSN right, we need sometimes a little patch, a little hurt. And it's hard to believe, but I believe what Rapam is saying is that sometimes it's too difficult for us to stand. From last week's parsha, Chukah, sometimes it's a chok. Chok meaning I can't explain it. Sometimes you get super lucky and years later, you know the reason, right? Here an example, nogea to you, but not nogea to you. Dating, not nogea to me. Dating, right? You're going out with a girl and everything is oiskahaltam. It's great. It's great. Liebe Schmelz is here, so I could say oiskahaltam. Oh, oiskahaltam. Okay, so oiskahaltam, he was just in the cola, by the way. Very interesting. What happened there, we'll tell you later. So, it was amazing. Everything's great. And you're so excited. This is it. This is the girl. And all your friends are like, wow, you're so lucky. She's such a great girl. You're like, I know she's a great girl. And, you know, they tell the jokes. And they say, well, you know, is she blind? Why was she marrying you? You know, you're a loser. Okay, fine. Vayit b'shas. What happens? She dumps you. She dumps you. And for a week, you cry in your pillow. 2 weeks, maybe 3 weeks. You cry, yeah. And then you do the famous, why are you doing this to me, God? Why do you hate me? This is the girl for me. And it might be years later, you meet the girl of your dreams, and you're like, oh my God, I can't believe I almost married that loser. Right? So, Bilam couldn't understand, and he was so skewed in his ways that he thought this is the right thing. Similar a few weeks ago, as far as the Parsha Shlach. The Meraglim thought it was so right what they were saying. They couldn't see straight. That's what sin does to you. But further, sometimes we don't understand God's plan. And we say to ourselves, I can't. Why is he doing it? Like, everything has to make sense. And it's sad. But the generation we live in today, if it doesn't make sense, why should I do it? Why should I do it? And this is Nebuch. It's a terrible generation we live in. Right? Everything has to make sense. It's a feel-good generation. If it feels good, then it's mutter. This is mutter. That's why not. Right? I came off the plane twice. We went to Washington first, and then from Israel to Washington, and then to Newark. And in both airports, there were all these very colorful flags of Hamavim Yavon I'm talking about. Very colorful. My kids were asking about these colorful flags. Thank God they don't see this in Ramat Beit Shemesh. And the generation has changed. Years ago, you didn't have these. It's acceptable. Why? Because it feels good. It should be mutter. And God forbid our path should be impeded. It's the greatest bracha that we have. The greatest bracha. Rav Soloveitchik writes, based on his grandfather, Rav Chaim, Rav Yosef Dov Soloveitchik says, there's a very strange thing that we say when we say La'ala Nisim. Ala Nisim? On the miracles, v'yalam niflos, what's niflos, wonders, v'yalam tshuvos, v'yalam milchamos. Thank you for the great miracles, the great wonders, the great saviors, oh, and the wars. What? Says the Anaf Yosef, ha-milchamot? Those are thank you Hashem for saving us. Thank you Hashem for the great miracles. Oh, and thanks for that great war when all the Jews died. That was so, thanks God. So explains Rav Soloveitchik based on his grandfather Rav Chaim. The hallel that we say, whether it's Pesach or another time where God saved us, is actually not because of Hashem saving us. It's because He put us into that situation so that we would wake up and do some tshuva. It's betoch the milchama, we realize, oh my God, God is on our side. And this is a very sad thing, but anytime in Eretz Yisrael when something tragic happens, that's when we get achdus. For example, I lived through this 5 years ago, I believe it was. Not that many weeks ago, we commemorate the three boys who were kidnapped. 18 days, Rabbi, I can't explain to you what Eretz Yisrael felt like. As Mrs. Racheli Frankel said, I woke up every morning of those 18 days and I felt like Klal Yisrael gave me a big hug. And we can't explain it. I'm Chas Mishal, I'm not being like the people who went up there and said, oh, but it was because of that that they found the tunnels. I'm not that guy. But why does it have to be? The milchum, the sorrow is showing, wow, Hashem, you're holding my hand. It's easy to believe in Hashem when things are great. Things are wonderful. Things are amazing. It's visiting day. Everything's great. Everything's up. Wow, this camp is the greatest camp ever. The food is so good here on visiting day. It's amazing. You guys have sushi all the time. It's great. That's not real life. That's fake life. It's fake. And says her a friend something very, very beautiful as well. He says that in Yeshayahu, Perek Yud Beis, there's a beautiful pasuk. I'll read you the pasuk. It's actually interesting. It's the pasuk that before we say, like we said last night, Hinei kel Yeshu asiyav tach l'rachad. So before that, we have a pasuk that says, V'amarta b'yomahu, Oidecha, on that day, I'm going to thank you. I give thanks to you, Hashem. Why? Ki anafta. Anafta, sorry. Ki b. Because, Hashem, you afflicted me. I'm going to thank you for that. What does this mean? And then we say, Hinei kel Yeshua siyav tach v'lo evchad. I'm not going to be scared. Because why? You put me through the difficult times. One of the perushim that we could share is that of the Eben Ezra. Al pisha anaftavi kamo refua nafshi chatasi lecha. You love me so much, and you said, I don't want you just to sin and not do any kapara for it. I'm going to give you a kapara here, and something's going to happen. The guy wakes up in the morning, and what happens? Nebuch lo aleinu. First of all, he gets woken up. He's very upset. And he's like, Natan, Rav Natan, I'm on a day off. He's like, I know you still have the daven. He gets out of bed, boom, stubs his toe. And he says, oh, sugar. Right? This is the way you guys speak, I know. Oh, sugar. And what does he immediately say? Why'd you do this to me, God? Why do you hate me? And then he goes into the shower. He's half asleep. Right? And instead of grabbing on to the, I would say shower door, but we know there's no shower door where you guys are. And I wouldn't even call it such a shower. You grab onto the curtain by mistake, and boom, the curtain goes down. And you don't have any time for this, so you're taking a shower a way you should not. It's illegal. Speak to Mrs. Beeler about that. All right? Everything's not going well for you. Everything's bad. And then finally, you turn on the shower, and that's weird. Water's not supposed to look brown, right? Everything is the worst. It's the worst day ever, God. I hate you. Why? Why are you doing this to me? Lo aleinu, Rachman al Islan. And then finally, you go on your day off, and you take your car out, and you get into a car accident, and then you can't take it anymore, right? And Hashem sends a donkey, maybe a deer, and he's and the deer says, he says, "Nu." Right? Oh, you get it. Right? Your car accident was you got hit by a deer, and for some reason the deer still lives, and the deer looks at you. And the deer's like, dude. And you're like, hi, what's going on, deer? Right? Like Bill, I mean, the deer's like, if you just would have gotten it in the morning when you stubbed your toe and said, well, sorry, God, I must have done something wrong, sorry. No, but you cursed God out. And then the second time, remember with the shower? And then the third time. So he had to do this. We thank Hashem that you put me through this situation. It's a good thing. We sin, we admit it. We have to say, that shows more love than anything else when we're through the difficult times and Hashem is with us. We have to realize that and recognize that. And that's the hardest part of Emunah. I always say that Emunah and Bitachon are so easy when things are going well. And you're able to go up to that person, let's say, who lost his job. And you go up to him, hey, sorry you lost your job. And he's like, why are you talking to me like that? He says, but don't worry, you need to have a moon, everything will be great. And you go up to the guy 1 week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, 52 weeks. And he says, you know what, can you stop saying that to me? I wonder if you lost your job, if you would have the emunah like you think. It's very easy to have a moon in Hashem when you have a job and you're making so much money. Lose your job and see what happens, what kind of a moon you have. Lose that girlfriend that you thought was the number one thing. That's the lesson here, Rabbi Yisrael. That's the lesson. Bilam should have stopped and said, thank you, Hashem, I get it. A talking donkey? I'm turning around right now. We don't do that. We have to do that, and we should do that. And we should be part of that great fortune that we get the messages that Hashem sends us initially. So worst things should happen, Rachman al-Islam. Because Hashem loves us. And that's the ultimate idea.